from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we've got new dance and an old monkey. You can't make a monkey out of David Wiegand, though I try every week. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And first, a girl's guy gone solo.
Here we go again. Gotta keep on
That's Christopher Owens off his new CD, Lysander. And Owens stunned a lot of people when he left his band Girls last year, just when they were peaking. And I have to say, David, I'm a little sorry because I'm not as keen on this new entity he's created, but I know you're a big fan.
I am. I do love Girls. I think they were a fantastic band, and I also love what he's doing now. A lot of the songs feel very much like a throwback, like an influence, really, by George Harrison and music of the late 60s. That's very interesting. I think he's a great artist.
Christopher Owens plays the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco on Saturday and the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz on Monday. Some new dance now from Shen Wei, at least new to the Bay Area. He helped choreograph the colossal, amazing, stupendous opening ceremonies at the Beijing Olympics in 2008. And now he's created a new piece for his own company featuring 36 dancers, and they're covered in paint and they're rolling around on canvases and you can wander among the dancers. Is that right?
You pretty much covered it all. Yeah, this is Shen Wei was born in China, but he lives in the United States now. He is a polymath in the best way. He's a painter, a designer. He designs all the sets and visuals and for all of their works, and an incredibly interesting choreographer.
Shen Wei's Undivided Divided comes to Yerba Buena Center for the Arts Thursday through Sunday. It's a happening. And now music from a festival that embraces the innovative, the eclectic, and the strange. That's music from New York City's Build. That's a ensemble led by composer-violinist Matt McBain, a very Reichian sort of minimalist thing. And they're part of this Switchboard Music Festival. Lots of other interesting, eclectic music that falls through the cracks usually.
That's right. And speaking of Reichian, there is a Reich on the bill. Rob Reich and his quartet will be there. This is he's a really terrific accordionist. Altogether, there are 13 groups performing all afternoon, and it's a very open festival. You don't just sort of sit there and listen to the electronic music. You can walk around. It's very interactive.
The Switchboard Music Festival is Sunday from 2 to 10 p.m. at the Brava Center for the Arts. That's our cheap thrill. Tickets are $15 in advance. And by the way, Bill, the ensemble we heard a minute ago is at the Mondavi Center in Davis on Saturday and for a Sunday matinee. And the Berklee Symphony has done a marvelous thing this year. They're performing a world premiere at every concert. And this coming week, they're doing a piece by Stephen Stuckey, a musical settings of poetry by the late UC Berklee poet, and pronounce it with me now, Czesław Miłosz. David, tell us more.
Stephen Stuckey actually is a Pulitzer winner. Sometimes the Pulitzer has gone to people who aren't terribly musical. In this case, I think it really has. He is a very good composer, and he's created this piece specifically for tenor Noah Stewart. It's based on some of Miloš's more uplifting poetry, not necessarily the darker things that we often think about. And it really should be an interesting program.
The Berklee Symphony does Stuckey's The Stars and Roses in a world premiere at Zellerbach Hall on the Cal Berkeley campus on Thursday. And the symphony also does an open rehearsal-style performance at the Crowden School on Sunday evening. That's work by young composers. And now a musician who's done more than enough to reclaim his credibility. Those of us of a certain age should recognize that voice. It's Mike Nesmith, of the sitcom show and band The Monkees, and Mike was one of the few members of that band who really had a musical career already. He could play an instrument, and he's done a wonderful job with a musical career since then.
He has, and he's done exactly what he's wanted to do, so this is a very rare thing. He hasn't toured solo since 1992, so the chance to see him now is really wonderful. He does have a country twang to many of his songs, but not always. I've heard so many different pieces, so many different themes in all of his music. He's a very inventive composer, singer. He's done a lot of other things beyond just singing and composing.
Mike Nesmith plays the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz on Tuesday and the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco on Wednesday. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is Executive Features Editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Check our website for details on these and other shows, kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.